Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Late Night Facebook Live. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a rainy California November. Welcome, everyone. It is 12:03 Eastern Standard Time. It is 9:03 Pacific. Welcome. This is two for Tuesday. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Welcome, Vicky. Vicky, so long ago I coached. Good to see you, Vicky. Honor to be have you here. Aaron Knight, welcome. Good to connect with you, Aaron. Aaron, say hello to Vicky. Tracy and Aaron, say hello to Vicky. Vicky was my coaching client about 8 years ago. Mark, good to see you. Matt Smith, good to see you. Henry, looking forward to coaching you in the morning. Tracy, how are you this evening? Henry, I love the cowboy hat. Welcome, everyone. So good to see you. If you are a fan of Yellowstone, season number 4 started on Sunday night. So I'll be firing that up tomorrow night for season number 4. Teresa, how are you this evening in upstate New York? I believe that is Albany. Welcome, everyone. I'm going to cover some of this content tonight from one of my all-time favorite books, Transcending Levels of Consciousness by David Hawkins. This is absolutely a game-changing book, and I'm going to cover chapter 14 right here, chapter 14 on love. And the reason this chapter is so important is this is really the breakthrough content on higher levels of consciousness. When you're in the energy of love, joy, and bliss, your consciousness is elevated. And I'm going to read you what Hawkins says in this. So on the first paragraph, Hawkins says that the 500 level, now when we're talking 500 level, that's cycles per second. So the lowest level of energy is going to be apathy, shame, and guilt. And in that energy, the energy that's transmuting off of you or that's coming off of you is between 25 to 50 cycles a second. It means it's a very low vibration. It's just like this. When you're in the energy of love and you're in an inspired energy, you're transmuting 500 cycles a second. When you're thinking, processing, analyzing in a state of overwhelm, your energy is about 100 cycles a second. So you're in the middle of anxiety, fear, and doubt. But when you move into the consciousness of love, joy, bliss, and you're able to adapt and adjust easily and effortlessly, and you're in the flow of life, and that's regardless of what's going on in the outer world. I mean, the outer world can be at war with itself, but you're sitting right in the middle of it up, adapting and adjusting. I mean, you can be in the worst situation, the worst circumstance in the world, but you're going to be able to find joy and bliss in it. You're going to be able to adapt and adjust to it, and you'll be able to create relationships with people in your influence regardless of what's going on. I mean, you can be, your plane can get canceled, and there can be no definite date where it's going to be rescheduled, and you'll be able to create a relationship with someone standing in line because that's what you've become. You can be in the worst circumstance, but when you're in the energy of love, you're able to adapt, adjust, and be creative and innovative and be able to create outcomes that are going to be favorable for you where everyone else is melting down. Now, this takes a very, very skilled, trained metaphysician, person who really understands spirituality and consciousness in recovery and sobriety all concurrently at the same time. That means that there's a level of synchronicity which becomes synchrodestiny, meaning that you're in a completely different space of universal law than practically anyone else. So you are the extreme law of the few. So that means like this. So now most of society, 80% of society, is transmuting their feelings at under 200 cycles a second. Only about, now when you break that down in the world, it's even a smaller percent. So Americans overall have a higher level of consciousness than most of the world because of how we are in recovery, spirituality, we study metaphysics, we study quantum healing, we have a much higher level of commitment than most of the world, but still only a small percent ever really accesses that content and then stays in it. Now, many people will go to a meeting, they'll read a book, they'll watch a Zoom call, they'll join a business, but they seldom ever stay in it long enough to break through. Now, if you're on tonight's Facebook Live, you're absolutely seeking that content. Bernice, good to see you. Amy, so good to see you. Otman, good to see you. So if you're on tonight's content, and good to see you, Melanie. Ted, good to see you. So if you're on tonight's content, then you're seeking that energy. So once again, the energy is love. And I'm not talking about love of your dog or love of your partner. I'm talking about in life, you're not processing, you're not thinking, you're not analyzing. You're able to adapt and adjust very easily. You're an influencer and an affluencer, and you're able to attract your reality, prosperity partners, soulmates, teammates, vendors, contractors, people that you're not in conflict with. So the people that you do business with, these are the vendors that you hire, the contractors you hire, you're able to let go of the ones that don't qualify for your time quickly. You're able to let go of the teammates. You see the posers, and you seldom ever ask for a refund in money. Because even when tasks aren't fulfilled or someone doesn't follow through, because in this energy of the state of consciousness, it's easier to create new money than it is chase dead equity. So it's people that don't serve their purpose, and I've experienced this in many people that I've hired in sales, marketing, and construction and situations, I would rather walk away from it than pursue money that isn't worth my energy. And it's actually easier to create new money than it is to chase dead equity. And when you understand that this will show up in relationships and other situations, it means that you are so good at letting go that you can let it go and walk away from conflict. Now, and once again, and there are certain situations that I won't do that. So if I would have to sue someone, I would always equate how much is it going to cost me and what is the energy that it's going to cost. So I consistently create new equity, new assets, rather than chase old ones. And the same in relationships. So when you're in a relationship with somebody who wants to be difficult, you have the ability to navigate and move on. You can give them love. You can give them forgiveness. You can accept the situation without having words come out of your mouth that are about anger, hate, resentment. And you're able to neutralize people easily and effortlessly. And then you're not volunteering to be the counterforce to someone else's force. You don't have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. Once again, in this energy from this book, Transcending Levels of Consciousness, the chapter on love, this is also the chapter where you begin to create synchronicity. So that means there's an alignment that happens. Because you have moved from hate, resentment. Now, I'm a recovering addict, alcoholic, drug dealer, serial cheater, pathological liar, where I was in a lot of resentment. I was in a lot of criticism. I was in a lot of hate and a lot of anger throughout my addiction. And then into recovery, I was a dry drunk for a number of years, still codependent, not really understanding why I do what I did at the time. And as I moved into higher levels of energy, I started to change what I attract. Now, in this book, I highly recommend you buy this book and you read this chapter, because this is a chapter that really assists you with attraction. Now, Hawkins doesn't break, now he does cover attraction and letting go. But in this specific book, he doesn't spend a lot of time on attraction, but in the chapter on love is where you really begin to understand attraction. Now, once again, this type of love is not to be confused with love of a soulmate, although the energy is there. It's more about you're in love with this process, and you're in love with what's going on. And now, once again, the world can be falling apart, but you're so comfortable with yourself that your energy emanates love. Your energy emanates peace. Your energy is emanating and transmuting from such a relaxed state that people want to touch that energy. That's in being able to see an aura. So you're showing up in yellow, violet, and you're so relaxed that you're not grinding your teeth, you're not clenched, you're so relaxed that people want to join you. They want to join you in business, they want to join you in life. Now, if you're like in so much conflict with what's going on in the world and you're pissed off at what's going on in the world and it really bothers you what's going on in the world. Now, once again, this is context. Now, I'm not saying I'm not affected by it, but that's not my focus. I've been studying what's going on in the world right now for 24 years, going on 25 years. So I'm not a novice at it. I've read in the hundreds, multiple hundreds of books about organizations and societies and people who use trauma and control and other situations. And I could go down the laundry list of Ultra MK42, Manchurian candidates. I mean, I am very well versed on all of this, but I also understand that it doesn't make me any money. It's fascinating to understand what I understand. And it's great to really watch the players and the chess pieces move, but that is not my focus. My focus is to keep my ball moving forward, continue to come from service and value, create camaraderie and companionship, create collaboration and goodwill, be able to assist as many people as I can with the content I've learned, with the people who are seeking it, not the world. I'm not out there spreading what I know on Facebook and other situations. I'll reserve certain content for people who I feel I'm in alignment with. But overall, in the joy and the love that emanates, once again, all of us can do this, but that means you overcome your sensitivity and defensiveness. You learn to overcome your pissed off energy. You overcome being angry. You let go of the grind that happens on your teeth. You let go of the headaches that come from C1 and C2, the subluxations that come from being sensitive, defensive, feeling violated. Now, once again, if you have been violated, traumatized, sexually abused, my condolences for you. I have been in that energy myself in certain situations, but that means you start to heal the past so you can live in the present, so that you do begin to emanate joy. You are living in more bliss. You're not going to be in any road rage. You're not going to stand in the checkout line and someone's politically out of alignment with you and you don't turn around and get in conflict with them because you realize that the pleasure isn't worth the pain. As an ambassador of goodwill, you're seeking to spread the joy, the love, the bliss, the free enterprise skills. So if you're a waitress, a waiter, I mean, people are going to sit in your section. Bernice is on tonight's Facebook Live and she understands that. When I was a waiter back in my era, I would go into the restaurant and invariably every single night in multiple restaurants, my station would be filled with people who requested my station because of what I learned from the great Victor Fontana, that I learned from Michael Garozzo, Jimmy Volley. I mean, these men are legends in the restaurant industry, and I did have the opportunity to wait tables with them. Jimmy Volley and his brother Mike are the founders of Mastro's in Scottsdale, and then went to Beverly Hills and went to Malibu, and it's in Palm Springs. The great Victor, late great Victor Fontana was a restaurant owner of multiple restaurants. Many, many men who worked for Victor went on and started their own restaurants. I had the privilege of spending 4 years with him. I spent a couple of years with Don Pepe, who is the chef for Aristotle Onassis on his yacht, the Christina. And Michael Garozzo and I waited tables for Victor Fontana and Don Pepe simultaneously at the same time, two jobs. Now, that's where I learned a lot of my ability to connect skills. And I was a practicing addict alcoholic, oftentimes drunk on the job. And so those were dark moments. But even then, I was able to find a little shred of light. And then when sobriety came along, I was able to access some of that consciousness. I had read Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. I had started reading the Daily Word from Unity Church. I had been introduced to Louise Hay in the 80s. So when sobriety came, I was ready for it. And there was no overnight success, but the enlightenment that I learned from Florence Scovel Shinn, Louise Hay, John Bradshaw, this was all the foundation of my recovery. And then the 12-step programs and going over and over, step 4, 5, and 6, and really understanding 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. That's why they are in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, because those are the real cornerstone of any type of recovery, because that's when you start to take moral inventory of yourself without being critical. You start to make amends to yourself and others. I mean, this is where you start to really do the effort to transform and change. And there's no glossing over it. It requires a commitment. It requires effort. It requires understanding. It requires reading the books, listening to the podcast. And then it requires the repetition and experience of being able to separate your feelings, which is what letting go is. You're separating your feelings from disappointment, harm, trauma, shame, hurt, blame, and those situations. And that's what allows you to scale consciousness, be up here. And then if you're able to overcome your avoidance tendencies and the story that your ego wants to hold on to based on silent suffering, the reason that so many people avoid a new business, new relationships, new jobs, new careers is because the silent suffering is so consistent with them that it would contradict joy, love, and bliss. So if you struggle in relationships most of your life, and that would be in personal and in work or free enterprise relationships, well, the trauma bond you hold on to creates the payoff that keeps you disappointed. Now, it really requires a man or a woman to dig deep and really understand and accept that that's what I do. And when you can accept that's what you do, that rigorous honesty, once again, it starts to pull you up in consciousness to a place called courage. Now, when you move into this state, now this chapter is so, these are just a few pages of this chapter here on love. As you get back into, it's only a few pages. As you get back into this chapter, it starts to really bring it together for you. Now, Hawkins is even, he's not even attempting to explain synchronicity and synchrodestiny, but that's exactly what that chapter does. It allows you to understand how to magnetize to your reality the very situation you seek to create rather than the situation you seek to avoid. And it gives you the inner game of letting go of processing, thinking, and analyzing, and how that brings you down, and how love, joy, and bliss brings you up. Now, you've had moments with animals and horses and dogs and cats. I mean, it's just like, a puppy, a horse. It just brings you like instant pleasure, just instant gratification. But if you use ice cream to do that or popcorn, what that brings you is instant gratification with shame. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I mean, that's guilty pleasure. And when you let go of the guilty pleasures and then start to really tap into what life has to offer, and there's so much of it, and then you begin to offer what you have, now you're going to create synchronicity, meaning there's meaningful coincidences, situations line up, and then synchrodestiny is just like on command, and that's the relationships that you feel destined to. That's when you go from boyfriend, girlfriend to soulmate to what is called the twin flame. So that means, and you can create those twin flame experiences with people on command as you learn to let go. So in a twin flame situation, it means you're so connected that you're connected. You're so in alignment that you're aligned. I mean, you can finish people's sentences, and there's very little conflict in these type of relationships. They can be intimate, they can be in business. And this is how, when people come together, there are no accidents in this type of situation. This is what changes culture. This is what changes idealism. This is how people start to overcome tyranny when these people come together. And in that situation, that is called a mastermind. So in a mastermind is one of more people coming together with commonalities. Then this is what starts to create a movement. And this type of situation, this is what creates championship teams, because there becomes a nonverbal communication with people because the connection is so deep. Now, this will only happen for you. However, it can happen frequently. It will only happen for you as you let go. You can't possibly, in a hold-on state, in fight or flight, in anxiety, fear, and doubt, attract people in higher consciousness. The first book I read of this that really assisted me was Ken Keyes, who wrote in 1975, Handbook to Higher Consciousness, or he wrote the book, the Handbook to Higher Consciousness. And then he wrote the workbook to the Handbook of Higher Consciousness, which I began to read once again in the early 90s. And then I found David Hawkins in 2006, which his book, Power versus Force, unequivocally was a game changer. But I also attracted Frederick Lehrman, Phil Lott. Phil Lott wrote the groundbreaking book, Money Is My Friend in 1979, sold over 500,000 copies, primarily through Unity Church. Frederick Lehrman's content was on Nightingale Conant in 1994, Prosperity Consciousness. I met him. He spoke for me over 30 times. Phil Ott spoke for me 10 times. I met G. Edward Griffin, who wrote the book Creature from Jekyll Island in 1998. I met David Icke in 1997. I met Ron Paul at an event in 1998. I mean, there are just so many people that I ended up in alignment with. T.C. Bradley, who is the highly inspiring author of the best-selling book God Made Millionaire and his TV program God Made Millionaire. I met him in 1996. And once again, this can be you. This can happen to you as you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. As you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling. And the energy that you transmute is from a relaxed state of consciousness. It comes from joy, love, bliss. So when you're communicating with people and you can tell there's no connection, you can easily and effortlessly let go, disengage with the conversation, feel no rejection, abandonment, resentment, or any type of feelings of ill will, and just easily and effortlessly let go. Then as you live in that energy, then there's an ease that begins to happen. Rather than trying to push the rock forward or push the boulder up the hill, you're able to find situations where you can just roll it, and that is ease. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Dana, good to see you. Melanie, so good to see you on a Facebook Live here this evening. If you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, feel free to go right up there in Messenger, request it, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. And if you're an existing client and would like to add on to your existing coaching, you can also send me a message. I want to congratulate Mark Weber for stepping up here this evening and adding on to his existing coaching package. So Melanie says, we begin to know oneness. Yes, that is great. That is awesome, Melanie. Aaron says, understanding my responsibility is liberating. And Henry says, great content tonight. So thank all of you this evening. Tomorrow is Wednesday, November 10th. I will see you tomorrow, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night, everyone.